The war in Iraq has taken a major toll on the Army's National Guard's readiness for future combat duty. That warning came recently from the man in charge of the Guard, Lieutenant General Stephen Blum. He said equipment shortages have left many National Guard units facing what Blum called a dire situation. Much of the equipment Guard units took to Iraq was either worn out, destroyed, or left behind. NPR's John McChesney reports on how these shortages are causing problems for the National Guard in Arkansas.
Okay, lock and load 120 round magazine. Okay, are we ready on run? Left side is ready. Ready on the right? Fire line is not ready.
This National Guard firing range is on green rolling countryside just outside Little Rock. When the soldiers filed past with their rifles on their way to the positions on the range, a few were carrying modern M4s, but most were carrying old M16s. Captain Chris Heathcott says the unit is supposed to field new weapons, but they haven't arrived yet.
We're hoping to get fielded those 2,500 weapons, but until now they're training with the M16s.
Which is a weapon that we were using in Vietnam.
That is correct.
Hope is the operative word here with the 39th Combat Brigade Team, which left millions of dollars worth of equipment behind in Iraq when it returned to the States in 2005. The 39th's commander, Colonel Mike Ross, says he's operating with about 35% of his authorized equipment.
I've got a responsibility to train these soldiers and get them ready for the next deployment. I don't have the equipment that I need to get them ready under the training model that has been given to me.
Ross, a big man with a burr cut, sports an ivory-handled Bowie knife on his belt, nicknamed an Arkansas toothpick. The Bowie knife is the symbol of the 39th, but only the commander gets one with an ivory handle. Colonel Ross says the absence of those 2,500 M4s is significant.
You qualify with your own weapon. You zero with your own weapon. That's your weapon. And so you got to fill those weapons to the soldiers.
Colonel Ross says he's also short on so-called crew-served weapons, machine guns, artillery, and mortars, as well as the new digital battlefield control technology. And Ross says, even if he gets new equipment, he often can't hold on to it.
Other states are deploying units, and I'm having to lateral equipment, you know, to help these units that are deploying to Iraq.
Ross says if his unit gets called up again before he gets the necessary equipment, it could mean a longer deployment for his men.
If we had the equipment right here during our drills and 1 weekend a month and then our 15-day annual training, I can accomplish those training gates. And when the nation needs us, they deploy us and I'm ready to go. Otherwise, now I'm not ready to go. I have to go and spend 6 months training up on it, play catch-up. And the only reason I'm having to play catch-up is because I don't have the equipment available.
Extended deployments are one big reason the Guard has been struggling to maintain its recruiting numbers. According to Lieutenant General Blum, who's the head of the National Guard Bureau in Washington, Arkansas isn't alone. And he says the lack of modern equipment has another kind of negative impact.
One of the things it affects is the retention. They're not going to stay with us if they don't have equipment to train on. Their interest level will drop off and their sense of purpose starts to fade, and they'll start leaving us. And frankly, this nation can't afford to lose these magnificent, experienced soldiers.
Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee recently, was asked about General Blum's estimate that the Guard faced a dire situation.
It's not clear to me that General Blum said what you said he said. And I think if you talk to him, I don't know if you have, but if you do, I think you might find that you'd get a somewhat different picture than the characterization that you quoted.
General Blum says he didn't hear what the secretary said, and he doesn't want to second guess him. But here's what Blum says he said.
The question was asked, does the Army have sufficient equipment to make all of its units ready? The answer is no. And they said, well, is that the case in the Guard? And I said, no. The answer in the case in the Guard is, of course, we are in that situation, and it's even more dire for us. It is, because we started with a lower level of fill to begin with.
General Blum now says he's optimistic, though, because the Defense Department is promising the Guard $21 billion over the next 5 years for new equipment. But Colonel Mike Ross of the Arkansas Guard is more cautious because he knows that his unit might be deployed again before any of that equipment arrives.
You know, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. I'll just hope it's not a train.
John McChesney, NPR News.